Welcome to Chapter 3, where we dive into the fascinating world of global financial systems. In this lesson, we'll explore how these systems have evolved over time, the pivotal role of institutions like the IMF and BIS, and the challenges they face. From the Bretton Woods Agreement to the significance of the euro, we'll uncover the mechanisms that drive international finance and its impact on global stability. Understanding the complexities of international finance is essential for navigating today's interconnected global economy. Through this session, you will gain insights into the risks, systems, and policies that shape global financial stability. By mastering these concepts, you will be better equipped to evaluate financial strategies, assess global economic impacts, and make informed decisions in an ever-evolving financial landscape. Let's explore these critical topics together and build a strong foundation for your expertise in international finance. International finance is a branch of financial economics that deals with monetary interactions between countries. It encompasses global financial systems, balance of payments, exchange rates, and international investments. Key features include foreign exchange risks, political risks, and market imperfections, which are more pronounced than in domestic finance. For example, unforeseen changes in exchange rates can disrupt international transactions, while political instability can lead to significant financial losses, as seen in the Enron case in India. Additionally, market imperfections, such as differences in laws and taxation, add to the complexity of international finance. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for navigating the global financial landscape effectively. International finance is distinct from domestic finance due to its unique challenges. One major factor is foreign exchange risks, where fluctuations in currency values can significantly impact financial outcomes. Another critical aspect is political risks, as changes in government policies or political instability can disrupt international agreements, as seen in the Enron case in India. Lastly, market imperfections, such as varying laws, taxation, and cultural differences, add layers of complexity to managing international finance. Understanding these features is essential for navigating the global financial landscape effectively. The global financial system has its roots in the late 19th century, during the first wave of economic globalization. This period saw the establishment of central banks and multilateral treaties to enhance international trade and investment. The Great Depression of the 1930s exposed the vulnerabilities of national economies, leading to the creation of institutions like the IMF to foster monetary cooperation. A major milestone was the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944, which introduced pegged exchange rates and laid the foundation for modern international finance. Over time, the system adapted to challenges with innovations like floating exchange rates, special drawing rights, and the euro. These developments underscore the system's role in stabilizing economies and promoting global financial integration. In 1944, the Bretton Woods Agreement was established to address economic instability and create a framework for international monetary cooperation. It introduced pegged exchange rates, tying currencies to the US dollar, which was convertible to gold. This system provided stability and facilitated global trade. The agreement also led to the creation of the IMF and IBRD, which played crucial roles in post-war reconstruction and monetary cooperation. However, challenges like limited international reserves and economic crises led to its dissolution in the 1970s, transitioning to floating exchange rates. Despite its collapse, the Bretton Woods Agreement significantly shaped modern global financial systems and institutions. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is a cornerstone of the global financial system. It promotes monetary cooperation by providing a platform for dialogue and policy coordination among its 189 member countries. The IMF ensures financial stability by monitoring global economic trends and offering policy advice to prevent crises. It also facilitates international trade by promoting exchange rate stability and reducing trade barriers. Additionally, the IMF provides financial assistance to countries facing economic difficulties, helping them stabilize their economies. Lastly, it supports low-income countries through concessional loans and policy advice, aiming to reduce poverty and promote sustainable growth. Currency devaluation is a deliberate reduction in the value of a country's currency relative to others, often used as a policy tool. It can be caused by economic instability, inflation, or trade imbalances, and is sometimes employed to make exports more competitive. While this can improve trade balances by making imports more expensive and exports cheaper, it often leads to inflation, raising the cost of living for consumers. On a global scale, devaluation can create volatility in foreign exchange markets and disrupt international trade dynamics. It may also provoke retaliatory measures from other nations, further complicating economic stability. Special drawing rights, or SDRs, were introduced by the IMF in 1969 to address the need for a global reserve asset. Initially tied to a basket of 16 currencies, the SDR basket now includes 5 major currencies, offering stability against exchange rate volatility. SDRs play a crucial role in enhancing international liquidity by allowing countries to exchange them for freely usable currencies. The 1976 Jamaica Agreement further solidified their importance by formalizing the abandonment of gold as a reserve asset. Additionally, SDRs have been instrumental in supporting developing nations, providing them with much-needed access to liquidity during financial crises. The introduction of the euro was a groundbreaking event in global finance, uniting multiple European nations under a single currency. This move eliminated exchange rate risks and reduced transaction costs, making trade and investment within the eurozone more efficient. The euro also emerged as a significant reserve currency, providing an alternative to the US dollar and contributing to global financial stability. Its introduction shifted the dynamics of international currency markets, reducing the dominance of the US dollar. Additionally, the euro strengthened economic ties among European nations, demonstrating the potential of regional economic cooperation to influence global trade and finance. International Financial Management, or IFM, is essential for understanding the monetary interactions between countries. The foreign exchange market plays a pivotal role, operating globally to determine currency values and facilitate transactions. Key participants, such as international banks and financial institutions, drive this market. Risk management is another critical aspect, addressing challenges like political instability and currency fluctuations. Companies invest internationally for reasons such as market expansion, higher returns, and diversification. Lastly, globalization has transformed financial sovereignty, with institutions like the IMF and World Bank shaping economic policies and ensuring stability in global markets. The foreign exchange market, or Forex, is the largest and most liquid financial market in the world. Its immense trading volume ensures high liquidity, allowing for quick and efficient transactions. The market operates globally, with trading taking place in financial centers across different time zones, making it accessible 24 hours a day, except on weekends. Exchange rates in this market are influenced by a variety of factors, including economic data, political events, and market speculation. Additionally, the use of leverage allows traders to magnify their potential gains or losses, adding a layer of complexity and risk to forex trading. These characteristics make the forex market a unique and dynamic component of the global financial system. Domestic and international financial management share the same fundamental goals, but they differ significantly in scope and complexity. Domestic financial management operates within a single currency, avoiding the challenges of exchange rate fluctuations. It also benefits from a unified legal and regulatory framework, making operations more predictable. In contrast, international financial management must handle multiple currencies, navigate diverse legal systems, and adapt to cultural differences. While domestic finance is limited to local markets, international finance opens up broader opportunities for investment and diversification. However, it also comes with heightened political risks, such as instability and regulatory changes, which can impact global operations. Globalization has fundamentally altered the concept of state sovereignty. Power has shifted from national governments to global markets and international organizations, reducing the control countries have over their own economic policies. This has led to increased economic interdependence, where nations rely on each other for stability, creating a complex web of financial relationships. However, coordinating policies among nations remains a challenge due to conflicting interests. Additionally, the rise of global financial firms has made regulation more difficult, as national frameworks often fall short in addressing global risks. Finally, the absence of robust global governance mechanisms underscores the need for better coordination and reform in the international system. The International Monetary Fund plays a pivotal role in maintaining global economic stability. Its quota system ensures that member countries contribute funds proportionate to their economic size, which also determines their voting power. Conditionality policies require borrowing nations to implement reforms like austerity and trade liberalization, ensuring both repayment and economic stability. Over time, the IMF's focus has shifted from managing fixed exchange rates to providing macroeconomic surveillance and crisis prevention. It also addresses global financial challenges by offering financial aid and policy advice to countries in distress. Additionally, the IMF supports developing nations through concessional loans and technical assistance, helping them achieve stability and reduce poverty. The International Monetary Fund provides two main types of loans, concessional and non-concessional. Concessional loans, such as the Extended Credit Facility, are designed for low-income countries and often come with no interest rates for a certain period. Non-concessional loans, like the standby arrangements, include interest rates and are aimed at broader economic needs. To ensure repayment and economic stability, the IMF enforces a policy of conditionality requiring borrowing countries to implement reforms like austerity measures, trade liberalization, and privatization. These conditions also act as safeguards against moral hazard, ensuring that funds are used appropriately. Importantly, borrowing countries have a strong track record of repaying IMF loans, which reassures creditor nations and supports global financial stability. The Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, plays a pivotal role in the global financial system. Its mission is to support central banks in achieving monetary and financial stability while fostering international cooperation. Historically, the BIS was established in 1930 to manage World War I reparations, but quickly shifted its focus to central bank collaboration. Post-World War II, it became instrumental in European monetary cooperation and later addressed global financial stability issues after the Bretton Woods system ended. Today, the BIS serves as a platform for central banks to collaborate on critical issues like monetary policy and banking supervision, with initiatives such as the Basel Committee shaping global financial regulations. The Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, is a cornerstone institution in global finance. It supports central banks by acting as their bank, providing essential financial services and serving as a reliable counterparty. The BIS also promotes international cooperation by fostering collaboration among central banks and engaging with other financial authorities to ensure stability. Through its research and policy analysis, the BIS offers valuable insights into monetary and financial stability issues. Additionally, it plays a critical role as an agent or trustee in international financial operations, ensuring smooth settlements. While its original focus was on central bank cooperation, the BIS has evolved to address modern financial challenges, making it indispensable in today's interconnected financial world. The Bank for International Settlements is led by a chairman and vice chairman, supported by representatives from member central banks. The first chairman, Gates W. McGarrah, was a prominent American banker and the first head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Today, the BIS carries out its work through global meetings, the Basel process, and specialized banking services for central banks, with its headquarters in Basel, Switzerland, and offices in Hong Kong and Mexico City. The Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, serves as a central hub for central banks, promoting global financial stability. It achieves this by fostering cooperation and dialogue among its 60 member central banks. One of its key roles is regulating capital adequacy through the Basel Committee, ensuring banks maintain a minimum capital to asset ratio to withstand financial crises. The BIS also emphasizes transparency in reserve requirements, helping banks maintain sufficient reserves to safeguard liquidity and reduce risks. Additionally, it conducts research and publishes reports to guide policy making and financial regulation. Originally established to manage reparations after World War I, the BIS has evolved to address the complexities of modern financial systems and coordinate monetary policies effectively. The Capital Adequacy Ratio, or CAR, is a vital measure of a bank's financial health. It assesses the bank's capital relative to its risk-weighted assets, ensuring it can absorb losses and comply with regulations. CAR is essential for maintaining depositor confidence, managing risks, and meeting international standards like those set by the Basel Committee. The formula for CAR divides the sum of Tier 1 and Tier 2 capital by the bank's risk-weighted assets, providing a clear picture of its financial resilience. By adhering to these standards, banks contribute to the overall stability of the financial system. Reserve policies are essential for maintaining the stability of financial systems. They ensure liquidity by requiring banks to reserve a portion of their deposits, which helps them meet withdrawal demands. These policies also limit speculative lending, reducing the risk of financial crises. Additionally, reserve policies are adaptable, allowing adjustments to meet specific economic or regional needs, such as urban versus rural banking requirements. Institutions like the Bank for International Settlements set global standards to promote financial stability and ensure capital adequacy. Ultimately, these measures protect consumers and strengthen the resilience of the banking sector. Global crises, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, have placed immense strain on financial systems worldwide. The pandemic led to severe liquidity stress, market volatility, and credit losses, testing the resilience of financial institutions. Governments and central banks responded with rapid interventions, including fiscal stimulus and monetary easing, to stabilize economies. Emerging markets faced unique challenges, such as capital outflows and currency instability, underscoring the need for sustainable reforms. These crises also expose systemic risks in financial globalization, including overlapping regulations and the lack of coordinated macroeconomic policies. To ensure future stability, structural reforms are essential to enhance market resilience and establish a comprehensive framework for global financial governance. In this lesson, we explore the intricate world of international finance and its global systems. We delved into the evolution of the global financial system, starting with the Bretton Woods Agreement and its lasting legacy. The role and functions of the International Monetary Fund IMF were examined, including its impact on global economic stability and the conditions tied to its loans. We also discussed the significance of currency devaluation, Special Drawing Rights SDRs, and the euro as a milestone in global finance. Additionally, we covered the Bank for International Settlements BIS, its mission, governance, and the role of central banks in maintaining financial stability. Finally, we analyzed the implications of global crises on financial systems and the importance of reserve policies and the capital adequacy ratio CAR in ensuring stability.